you're well settled into the job now, but I remember you telling me that when you saw the Wexford under-20s back in July that you thought that something might happen in Wexford if you had a chance, and now you have got the chance.
Yeah, I did. I went to see the 20s play there in July, last July in Parnell Park. Yeah, I was really impressed with them, actually. I saw a lot of that under-20 championship, and they put up as good a performance against that Dublin team who were eventually beaten in the semi-final, but I was impressed with the character they showed that day and the personality they showed that day. There was a couple of guys stood out. Dara Brooks, Gavin Sheehan, Liam Coleman, Mick Malloy, Sean Nolan played that day. Jamie Myler played that day. And there was a few guys missing that day as well. Owen Porter and Paddy Hughes were missing. Kieran Kavanagh was very good that day. Yeah, I remember that game. I remember that game well, yeah.
You obviously realised when you saw players like that that they had huge potential. And why Wexford, I suppose, you would ask?
I don't know.
There's a tradition in Wexford.
The tradition was appealing. I live on the road to Wexford. I'm only an hour from the training ground. And I am a believer in the tradition. And I am a student of the game. And I have full awareness of Wexford's tradition, albeit a time ago. But it's still very relevant. It's about as relevant as you make it. So I don't know. I thought from the 20s and the club game, looking at the few senior championship games last year, I thought there was a bit of talent down here, plus a bit of tradition.
And credit to you, you didn't just go to senior club games this year, you went to junior and you went to intermediate games. You were seeing it nearly every game in Wexford.
I've seen a lot of games, you have, yeah, but I think you have to. Or if you're interested, I'm interested. Yeah. So if you're interested, it's no great toll to me to go to a game. So I've been to everything from junior to intermediate to senior. Only for clashes now of training, I would have probably been to more under-20 games, because there's an under-20 championship still running. Yeah, I've seen a good deal. And not only this year, but I've seen a good deal of championship games from last year. Yeah, a good deal of research gone into it.
I would imagine that your style of football would be to be progressive, you know, move the ball at speed. And I wouldn't say much defensive football will come into your thoughts, simply because of your own tradition and the way you played.
Yeah, you'd like to be that way. I think you can't ever ignore the defensive stuff. We're working on that stuff. I think you have to be sound defensively, but look, you know, you'd love to be able to go out and play fast-flowing, forward...
Barcelona's type football.
Forward-thinking football, you know, but it's not always possible. But what I will say is that I think the footballers are there to play it, if you want to play it. I think the footballers are in the county and in the group to go that way.
Tell me a little bit about your backroom team that you brought in, because I think now when you're appointed manager of a county team, or any team really, you need a good unit around you, don't you?
I suppose, going back to your previous question about how and why, one of the people who introduced me probably to Wexford football was Kieran Deely. Kieran was in charge of London last year, and I was over doing a bit with Kieran and looking at sessions and taking sessions with him. And it was through Kieran, really, I got to look at the division. So I saw a lot of the division last year. When it came to kind of this conversation about the Wexford job, Kieran was in the conversation as well. He just wasn't in a position to kind of get involved. But regards the backroom team, really, really happy. Really happy with who I've got. Really good coach, interested, innovative, energetic coach in Shane Roach.
All in all, you've a good background team. Matty Ford was in as well, but Matty has a lot of commitments. He's trying to keep two jobs and he's getting married in February, and I suppose he felt he wasn't able to give you 100%.
Matty was the first call I made, almost, I'd say, and he's been brilliant. Unfortunately, work commitments and other commitments were taking his time. There was a lot of time pressure on him, and this is a very time-consuming job. He's had to step away for a while, but I'm hoping he'll be back maybe later on in the year when things settle down for him. That opportunity and door is certainly open. Just has a vast knowledge of the game, locally, nationally.
He's well-respected.
Hugely respected. Really incisive. Clever with forwards. So Matty and Shane were the two local aficionados, and they've been great so far, you know. So, and we've got some really great medical people and physical people and physios, and so there's a good backroom team there. And if we find any more talent, I think if we find any more talent, no more than on the playing side, if we discover any more talent in the back room, I think we'd be certainly looking to bring in and add to it if we can, you know, the right people and the right ideas and the right talent.
Winning All-Ireland yourself as a player, Paul, and playing with Kerry with, you know, one of the best counties in Ireland, that obviously will stand to you, of course it will. But it obviously will stand to the lads as well, because you know what it takes to win big games. You know what it takes to win.
I don't know. It's not something I lean on hugely, Liam, to be honest with you. I don't really talk about it at all with the lads.
But personally, it must be a huge advantage to you.
Oh, yeah, it is, I suppose. I've had playing experience that has stood to me. And it has given me probably insights and information and maybe some knowledge that I can apply and implement. I suppose what you need to have is the open minds on the other side of on the playing side, that guys are open to the ideas and the information and the experience, and you know, some are and maybe some aren't, and that's the way it is in groups. You know, you kind of have to play it as you find it, you know. So it's there, but I don't tend to talk about my playing career all that. I think you have to have probably a bit more than that about you to improve players, to get them kind of getting behind the thing, you know. So I think that's important as well.
You were a 100% player though when you were on the field. Do you expect that of your own players?
Yeah, absolutely. I think you have to look for it. You have to demand it. We are, as a group, as a backroom team and a fitness team and a coaching team, we are looking for it. And we're getting it for the most part. Definitely getting it for the most part. There's a really, really committed, honest, interested group there. And that's all you can ask for.
When a manager comes in, kind of take the squad from last year and work within that. But you've kind of taken things a little bit different this year.
Well, we had last year's squad from the Derry game. We kept that we were working with and working on. And obviously then, like, you got to look into the club game and you got to look at the underage structure, and you want to get the mix right. And we have a mix of senior guys, we'll say, that have been there for a while. We have a mix of new guys at 20s level, and we have a mix of club guys. A really, really good mix. I'm really, really happy with the mix. And, you know, you lose guys along the way for whatever reasons, and that's just part of it. You know, you might make decisions on one or two. Others might make their own decisions, and that's just the way it works, I suppose. In the role that I'm in, you got to make decisions on what's best in keeping with what you're trying to build and the energy you're looking for. Some guys will fit the bill and some won't, and some guys will come with you and some won't, and some guys will take a bit of pushing and pulling and some won't. You'll be left kind of, what you're left with is kind of what you want, really.
A few profile names have been left out of the squad, I suppose, after initially coming in. So are they the hard calls you have to make as a manager?
Yeah, I think some calls were made, like, and left out is probably the right way to put it. You know what I mean? I think there was a lot of sensationalist kind of inaccurate reporting in the week about, you know, different players. Like, I mean, I'm not in the business of closing doors. I'm in the business of opening doors. I'm not in the business of ending careers. I'm in the business of starting careers, and maybe even restarting careers. Decisions get made with the best intentions after a lot of research, hours of research and video and study and thought and consideration. No snap judgments are made on players. I go back to last year's league campaign, last year's championship, the previous year's championship, the previous year's league campaign.
You watch a lot of videos, haven't you?
I watched an awful lot of football. So I don't make any snap decisions on players, far from it. I spend a lot of time and energy wondering, all I have in this role are my eyes and my ears and my gut. That's all I have, and I have my coaches around me. But when it comes to making decisions, you got your eyes, your ears and your gut. And, you know, that's what I go on. I try to be honest with people and try to be respectful to careers, and I have honest discussions with people. I lay out the things I'm looking for. I lay out what I'm trying to build. I lay out the playing requirements, the positional requirements. These are the things we need to see in this position. And then you weigh up your squad and you see what you've got, and you see who are the people who might best fit that role, that position. You know, and that's how I arrive at decisions anyway.
And that's your job as manager, isn't it, to make those hard calls? That's one of the, and the book stops with you, really. They're decisions you have to make.
I think they are, for better or for worse. Like, and it's not easy. There's loads of different factors that go into it. I weigh up the balance of the squad, the age of the squad, the numbers of options per position, and you try and make the best decision you can. You know, and it's unfortunate that, you know, there's a bit of fallout. I don't want it. I don't want any negativity around the group regarding decision making. Unfortunately, you know, you make a decision, some people don't like it, and, you know, players start to maybe express themselves and their displeasure maybe in a manner that you mightn't be used to. I certainly would be used to, you know, players getting involved in managerial decisions and telling you who you should pick or who you shouldn't pick, you know, is new to me. And when that kind of thing starts to happen, I think, you know, you have to make your decisions get a little bit easier, I think, you know. Mm.